Proclamation number 6927 of 24th of September, 1957. Admonition to make use of the end time for the salvation of souls. Only few people seriously strive for perfection. Most are satisfied with externalities and are not aware of their purpose of existence. They value earthly life as the highest and only ever strive to make it as pleasant as possible for themselves without considering what advantage the soul derives from it and what they owe their souls. The soul wants to be nourished just as much as the body. The soul needs nourishment even more urgently, for it is what remains when the body passes away, when the human being's life is over. And the state it is in at the end of its earthly life is decisive for eternity. It can be glorious but also very bleak. The soul can dwell in supreme bliss in the spiritual kingdom but also ruefully remember the unused time of earthly life when torment and darkness is its lot. And people do not remember this. They live out their days and let their soul starve. They first look after themselves, i.e., their body, before they think of supplying the soul with good nourishment which enables it to mature, which helps it to reach perfection. Sudden death in their surroundings often draws people's attention to the fact that their own life can also end very quickly. People are often taken away from the circle of their loved ones through death, and then they certainly also temporarily think of their own death. But only a few make a serious change in themselves, only a few live their earthly life consciously and still prepare themselves for the life which comes afterwards. For only a few are strong in faith. Only a few enter into living contact with God and thereby attain inner realization of the purpose and aim of earthly life. And therefore only a few will reach the degree at their demise which secures their entrance into bright heights, but most will still have to struggle and fight for a long time in the kingdom of the beyond in order to just reach a small glimmer of light which makes their fate more bearable. For their strength will not be great and yet an ascent is still possible for them if they are not completely hardened in spirit, if they accept the guidance and instructions in the kingdom of the beyond which will still be offered to them through God's merciful love but which also presuppose their own will to still achieve spiritual progress. And therefore only a warning and admonition can be called out to people. Make use of the time on earth for your soul. Don't let it pass by unused but remember that the actual life still lies ahead of you, that earthly life is not the first but that it is decisive for eternity. For you can achieve much on this earth if only you seriously strive for perfection. But you can also fail. And you'll bitterly regret not having heeded the admonitions and warnings on earth. Amen.